I'm currently speaking from the diverse environment of the eastern suburbs of London, where I have been observing an especially intriguing creature. Forsaking greener pastures, it dwells in the heart of the concrete jungle, drawn together by a collective mission. I've noticed it tends to gravitate towards its own kind. However, this isn't based on any outward appearance, but rather internal similarities. Unlike other species that have a tendency towards tribalism, caring exclusively for their own interests and those of their clan, for example, this creature instead will rather sacrifice for any and all other species and creatures. Just in the last week, I have observed them grooming each other, helping one another dig new dens and supporting with raising their young. The creatures are very loyal, focusing on serving and willing to address behavior, which could otherwise be damaging. During my research, it has been apparent that all individuals within the wider species have their own specific roles. So many are charged to prepare for the meeting of the herd. Some will check on the well-being of clusters, and others will specialize in managing resources. Though through these roles they find an expression of love, they do not find their identity in it. Each understand that they have an intrinsic value that is not dependent on their performance within the herd. Entomologists believe that they exhibit similar traits to a colony of ants, in that they are wholly committed to the expansion of the kingdom and will die for this purpose. And they are able to summon a strength which allows them to carry a load many times their own body weight. Dr. Arnold Franks followed this creature since the early 1980s. He is still mystified as to where it is able to draw its power to so consistently love and serve. Recent marine biologists do suggest, much like sea creatures in the Australian waters are able to catch the East Australian current to move considerable distances effortlessly, this creature also taps into an energy source outside of themselves that can carry or compel them to act against the natural desire to self-preserve.